All right, welcome to our additional board meeting tonight. It is the 17th of June, and it is 6:10. And we've got Leonel, Marty, Jesse, Juan, Phil, Brian, Elogio, and Adi here, just for the record. And we're going to go ahead and begin. We just have a few action items, and that's it for tonight. So...
I have a quick question. Do we need to take minutes for this?
Yes, but I was just going to, because it's so quick, I was just going to look at the audio recording afterwards and do it. So,
okay.
Unless you have a way, you want to type them up right now?
I mean, again, if we need to.
Yeah.
That would be great. Did we find if we had a copy of the May board meetings?
No, Becky was working.
Okay.
Becky was working on him, yeah, and I just texted her and she hasn't responded, so.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start with the financial preliminary budget then for the 21-22 school year. And last week we had Phil go through it with us, and it's been on the board book. I think it was put on 2 days and 4 days ago. So we're kind of looking at what questions we might have about it. We've got Brian Cates here that can answer any of those questions along with Eulogio. And Phil, who's on our committee, so. Where do we stand as far as looking at the budget for next year?
Just so you know, we got an email today that we will get almost $900,000 in addition to all the monies that we typically get for ESSER 3, also known as ESSER ARP, I believe it's called. So that's going to increase, but it won't increase until August. So we can't take that into consideration until August, and then we can update the budget.
What type of actions is the ESSER 3 tied to?
So hold on. That's in addition to the amount that we already know, the 2.25 times?
No, that's the 2.25 times.
That's a 2.25. Okay.
Yeah. That's in addition to the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Bring it on. But yeah, it's so much money.
Yeah,
we'll
it is.
It out. And we have to September of 2023 for ESSER 2. ESSER 3 is 2024.
Okay. Are you sure that it's 2024? I thought it was only 2 years that we have to spend.
What I had been told was ESSER 2 was through September of 2023.
I'll send it to you today, right now, because I just got it today.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the email.
Okay.
That was from Sydney Dixon.
Yep.
This is for another school, but anyway, we'll sort it out and add what amounts that we need to the budget.
I was expecting it to be like you said, and I'm pretty certain that it's 2023.
Okay.
Us baby boomers won't be around in 20 years to have to pay all of that off. Thanks, boomers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of scanning through the fact sheet to see. But if, in the meantime, if anybody has any other questions or comments, please. Now is the time. As far as so there's two approvals tonight, right? So the final FY21 budget, which is the forecast column, and then there's the initial FY22 budget, which is the new, next year budget column.
You guys want to see that up again? Or have you had a chance to be in the board book this week to look at that?
Okay, so I found the dates on that. ESSER, we know, is September of 2021. ESSER 2, which is the CRRSA Act, is through September 30th of 2022. and ESSER 3, which is the ARP, American Rescue Plan Act, available for obligation through September 30th, 2023, which is actually into the FY24 fiscal year. So, you were right. Sorry, Cody, what were you saying?
Just what questions did you guys have on the board that you'd like to ask now that we've got Brian here tonight? Phil took us through and walked us through the different accounts, focused on some of the highlights. We looked at some of the, with the proposal for next year, we looked at the places where there was a larger change in the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of wanted a week to sit on it to see what kind of questions we had before we made that approval.
Yeah, so I was a little late with this urgent phone call in the last minute, but I have a couple of questions, and sorry if those have been asked already. For fiscal year 22, the first column says prior year budget, and when I go to the fiscal year 21 document, I see those amounts match the next year budget column, but shouldn't those amounts match the YTD amount that we have spent so far? If I understand correctly, YTD means what we have spent so far. Is that right?
Yes, year to date.
Okay.
Does this have everything through May 31st? What is it? Where does it stop?
May 31st.
Okay, for year to date.
Okay, so what we're going to be is the school budget is from what date to what date?
The fiscal year is July 1st to June 30th.
Okay, so the June 30th is going to be the forecast, is that right?
June 30th is going to be the forecast?
I mean, what we're going to be spending until June 30th is would be the closest to June 30th would be the forecast column, not the year-to-date amount column. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And the next year budget is what we're planning for next year.
Correct.
So then the fiscal year 22, the prior year budget.
That right now is lined up with current year budget. So the current year budget will become essentially the prior year budget. So those are the same right now.
Okay. So what would be very helpful is if in the fiscal future, if with the fiscal year documents, what we have actually spent the year before instead of what we budgeted, which is, which doesn't help. Does it make sense?
That prior year amount is found in the other budget report. But yeah, it should be in this report as well. It just didn't flow through to this report, but it's in the other budget report that has the current year forecast and budget and variance columns that we're used to seeing every month. It's in that report. The other one and that's also uploaded to the Google Drive.
Okay. Yeah, so for example, for the fiscal year 21, I see what we have spent so far, which is the year-to-date amount, the current year budget, forecast, etc., right? So when approving these budgets, it's helpful to see, okay, this is what we spent in 2020, and it's in 2021, and this is what we are spending at the end of the forecast, so to have a broad a broader understanding, right, for fiscal year 22. Now we see that this is what we spent in 2021, this is what we have budgeted, what we have spent, and does it make sense? But with the prior year budget is not super helpful because it matches the third column, the current.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And that actual prior year budget's in the other budget report, but you're right, it should be reflected in this one as well, but it's not. But it's in the other report.
Okay.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another question that I have. So for the fiscal year 22, the year to date amount it means what we have spent so far in the next school year.
Wait, what's your question?
So for the fiscal year 22 preliminary budget.
Okay.
There's this column called year-to-date amount.
Yeah.
What does it refer to?
That's this year's year-to-date amount.
But that, okay. So the preliminary budget of the fiscal year 2022, when does it start? When does the fiscal year start?
July 1st.
July 1st.
Okay. So those amounts are those for the revenue. Those amounts are those that we have received before July.
Yeah, that's this year's year-to-date amount.
Okay, so
the only columns that have anything to do with next year are those last two columns. Next year budget, and then there's two variance columns that are driven off of the current year forecast column.
Okay. So, for example, if we go to
just do the first line out of interest on investment.
Okay. Something that I'm more familiar with, okay? So let's go to 3537, dual immersion program, okay? So it says that the year to date is, the prior year budget is 15,000. It says that we have received so far 13,000. $750 for the dual immersion program?
Yep, correct.
Because according to the Utah State Board of Education, we should be receiving 50,000 and not 13,000.
I know, this is as of the end of May. We haven't received June's allotment yet.
But this is the fiscal year 2022, not the...
This is fiscal year 2022 starts July 1st, like in a few weeks. So 13,750 reflects the current year to date that we've received for the dual immersion program. 15,000 is the budget. So by the end of June, when that allotment hits, we will be at the 15,000 because it's spread out over all the allotments over each month.
So what we are going to be receiving starting July 1st. For 2022, we have been receiving it over the 2020-21 school year.
No. So dual immersion program this year, you got $15,000. I think it's like $1,250 or whatever that $15,000 is divided by 12. We've gotten each month in the monthly allotment. As of the end of May, we're at $13,750. Next year budget, you can see we have zero because we don't know if we've been allocated funds for that program for next year yet. If we get it, and we've Locio and Phil and I have discussed this quite a bit, if we do get it, just like the current year, we will update that in our forecast after the new fiscal year begins. Did I explain that okay, Locio? Does that make sense?
Yes. So I think So let me explain and see if I can explain a little bit better. So
I think I understand. So the year-to-date amount is reflective of this school year. So we have like two budgets in one. Like we have the first columns refer to 2021, and then the other columns is 2020.
All of the columns except for the last three on the right
are 2022.
Are this year?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains, because it was confusing. I was thinking that how can we have revenue and all that if we have not even started July 1st? And this was because this is the current school year.
Naturally, we would not have a year-to-date amount if the fiscal year hasn't started yet. Right, that's right.
Okay, exactly, that's why I was confused. Like, it doesn't make sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think what the budgets, I think what we're trying to accomplish is what we received last year comparing to what we would receive in the new year. And I think, Brian, the thing that confused members was that I couldn't give them the title as we went through the report, so that it wasn't frozen at the top, so they could go back and refer to what was current year and what's proposed for the new year.
Right. So what I was asking for in the very beginning, my very beginning question was, it would be helpful to see in the fiscal year 22 what we have spent this school year, and that is the year to date amount.
That's the second column, right?
Exactly.
So everything that's been spent from July 1st last year to May 31st this year is what I'm understanding.
Exactly. That is the year to date amount, and that's what I was requesting for, and it's already there in the second column. Okay. Good.
Going back to the dual immersion question, just because one asked that, would they change their commitment that they have to us, or change their agreement?
No, they always announce the amount in October. So that's why we're spending the money now for this year. We just made the last order of books for about $6,000, because we get it like in October, November, and then we have to try to find a way, acceptable way to them to spend the money. So usually it's pretty easy because we do professional development. But this couple of the 18 months, we haven't done any professional development. So we had all these funds and we needed to be sure that they would be okay us buying books instead of going to...
Well, it's like waiting for your trust lands or waiting for your Title I, because sometimes things can change clear up to Thanksgiving or even in February after.
That's right.
That they
That's
make
right.
changes and adjustments. It just makes it tough.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
But does that change the fact that you could budget it for this year?
Yeah, so because we don't know the amount. We don't know what to put on there.
So to be conservative, like we always try to be, we're putting zero. Now, once this budget's approved, as we all know, as we go throughout the year, excuse me, that'll become, you know, the current year budget column. And then we know that we have a forecast column, and those numbers change throughout the year occasionally. And this will be one. If we end up getting $15,000, we will update the forecast with that amount.
And this year, the budget will change drastically for over $1 million because of the situation we're in.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way it's been ever since COVID started, right? So March of FY19, or sorry, 20, you know, it's just things, you know, we've had just so many different extraordinary expenses and revenues, and it'll continue to be that way probably for the next couple of years, it looks like, as far as especially federal revenue.
I have another question. For the fiscal year 21 document, for the preliminary budget, it says that the board expenses in line 542 were 637. But then in line 542 in the fiscal year 2022, it says it is $81.
Okay, so what's your question?
Why is there a mismatch? What does it mean?
What does it mean? It means we've spent $81, but we had budgeted $21.88.
What is 542? What has it been spent on in past years?
The board meeting.
We haven't had board meeting. We haven't had, you know, expenses associated with that. I mean,
so that's not our planning meeting. That's not our strategic planning. That's a different line item.
That includes the planning meeting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but it says that in the 2021 year, we spent $637, right?
Say that again, Juan.
In the fiscal year 21 document, it says that we spent $637 during the 2021 school year. Is that, am I interpreting that number correctly, or am I misunderstanding it, probably?
Are you looking at one that said FY21?
Yes.
I think that would have been, if you're looking at the last three columns, that would have been the that would have been the forecast for the next year, or the budget for the next year.
No, it is, let me share my screen. Can I share my screen?
Sure. I think I allowed, I gave you permission.
Okay, so here, it is an image, so I cannot select. But here at the bottom, it says, if you go to the very bottom, it says four expenses. $637. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. That is the what we spent last year. Is that right?
I'm trying to see where you're looking.
Go ahead and share it again. Go ahead and share it again, Juan.
Okay. Yeah, make it bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see at the very bottom it says for expenses?
Do you have your icon so you can point at it?
But it will not do anything because this is an image, not a PDF. I cannot select according to this document.
Oh, there you are, the icon. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yep. Okay. And then, but it's not select because it says...
No. No, but you're pointing at it, so that's what I wanted to do. Just point.
Okay, so yeah, here, this is the fiscal year 21. Okay, line 542, board expenses, year to date, $600. That means that we have spent $600 in this full year, but I don't remember. I would like to. I mean, I'm confused.
Oh, so, 637. That's under the prior year amounts.
The current school year or the 1920?
Prior year, last year.
Oh, okay. So all this year to date amount here on the top, on the second column, everything refers to.
No. Make sure budget report, year to date amount. That's. Last year. But yeah, this is not. Same thing as I'm looking at.
This is the one, Brian, that you uploaded on the 11th, I believe.
Yeah, this was recently uploaded to the Google Drive, and that's how I got this document. I didn't manipulate it.
No, I'm not saying you did. 542 board expenses. So I'm looking at the current year. I mean, I see it. It's, you know, 637, but when I look at year-to-date amount, it's 81. Let me...
Exactly, and that's what I meant, that there's a mismatch of those numbers. Mm-hmm.
It's now the column heading.
Stop sharing, because now you...
Yeah. Let me share my screen real quick. So this is what I'm seeing. This is the budget report we're used to seeing. So prior year amount, you can see board expenses, 637. Mm-hmm. Year-to-date amount, 81.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I open up the next year's budget, again, like I said before, this prior year budget column matches the current year budget. So we're going to, in this report, we're ignoring prior year budget like we already talked about. But the other report reflects the prior year amount correctly. So if we go down to 542, here's the 2188. Again, that matches the current year budget, $81 year-to-date amount. So this doesn't, as we've already established, this doesn't reflect the correct prior year amounts, but it has the year-to-date of 81. So that's curious why that report is showing that column heading. In any case, it's $81 this year, and the $600 figure was prior year.
Juan, would it be helpful, because like, you're going back a couple years by doing this, right? We have the two budget amounts. Would it be helpful to have what was actually spent the two prior years before? Is that something you'd like to see?
No. What I'm saying is, okay. So let me share my screen.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
I get it.
So then, So then I don't, so can we see the receipts of how we spend those $100? I don't see how we $100, because that means the current school year that is finishing, is that right? Those $600 does not refer to the 1920 school year, it refers to the 2021 school year, is that right?
No, it's 2020, prior year.
It's 2020, so we've been in pandemic, we have not had, we haven't spent, as a board, we haven't spent $600.
We've spent $81.
Right, so why does it say $600? Is that an error?
It's prior year, that 687 is prior year.
So it is the, which, 2021 or 1920?
Prior year is last year, so FY20.
Which one?
20.
2021?
It's the 2019-2020 school year, which is FY20.
So then, so then in the school budget, FY21, the first column year-to-date amount is not referring to this, it refers to 1920 school year.
Here, let me pull up the detail.
I don't need to see the receipts as long as I understand this. So let me share my screen to if I understand correctly. So if I understand, I'm sharing the wrong one. Let me share the right one. Okay. So this year-to-date amount.
Yeah, this, I don't know why it's coming through like that, because this is
prior year.
Oh, okay. So all this column here is wrong. It is 1920 and should be 2021. Is that right?
Just the column heading, which is weird because when I share my screen, you can see that the budget report that I have is showing prior year amount correctly of 637, prior year amount, and year to date is 81.
So if I understand, this fiscal year 21 document should have the 2021 year to date amount, but in reality, it is showing the 1920 school year amount, year-to-date amount. Is that right?
That's what that report is looking like.
Okay, got it. Okay, Professor, that's...
But for the purposes of what we're doing today, let's just look at my screen.
Okay.
And I'll take a look at what happened with that report. But so, because I've got prior year and year-to-date here, and then if we go over to the next year budget report, we can see, as I said, prior year that's incorrect, but we have the year to date and then we have next year's budget, preliminary budget.
Okay.
One of the questions that came up last time, Brian, was whether it'd be possible to get this report in an Excel format rather than a PDF format to make it easier for analysis. But it doesn't have to be today, but just for future reference.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
The other question on
so which,
the budget?
Which, Brian, which column, when you, the last two columns where it says percent of change and dollar change, which two columns is that comparing?
Next year budget forecast, which will become the final budget for this year.
So, I don't have a problem with the fiscal year 2021 preliminary budget. I had a couple more questions, but those are not really regarding amounts. That's more like for Eulogio, more than for Brian. But I don't know how we can approve the fiscal year 21 if we don't have the amounts of what we have spent so far this full year as of today, or as wherever, whatever it, it encompasses. Does it make sense?
What do you mean? The forecast column is our forecast, and we have year to date.
You said that the fiscal year 21 document.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Juan.
So, from what I understand, from what you confirmed, is that the fiscal year 21 document, the year-to-date amount, what we have spent so far, it's not there. What it is there, it is the previous year, 1920, seems like. So we don't have a document that shows what we have spent so far in each one of the items. Is that right?
No, we do. We have it up through May.
Yeah. And the forecast expenditures, that's the budget.
The forecast is what we're thinking that we're going to be spending by the...
That's what you're approving. That's what you're approving. What you think you're going to spend, the budget.
But how can we know what we have spent in reality? If we spend a forecast of what we... or what you think that we're going to be spending, but we don't know what we have so far.
Brian, you don't have... isn't that on that column?
That's the forecast column.
Yeah.
Forecast is what we are forecasting that we're going to be spending by June 3rd.
Yes.
And that's been... Oh, I'm sorry.
But we don't know what we have. We don't have we don't have the data of what we have spent in reality, because that column...
And we won't know what we will spend. We forecast that amount, but we don't know what we'll spend because things could change between now and the 30th. We don't know there's going to be another pandemic or something, and we'll have to spend a bunch of money between now and the 30th. But we forecast this amount.
The forecast seems to be based on the year-to-date amount column. That is wrong. So I don't know to what degree the forecast is something that is based on correct, because, for example, when you go to for expenses, again, the same column, it says that the forecast is that we're going to be spending $2,000 something. So I don't think the forecast is based on the real data. It seems it's the... How can we forecast that we're going to be spending $2,000 by June 30th? When they spend, the real expenses is $80.
So I just pulled up. Hold on one second here.
Leonel, were you gonna say something in the meantime? Go ahead.
The forecast is a percent, right? It's not an amount, and it's a percent that's based on the previous year's expenditures. So on that particular line item that you're looking at, if I understand it correctly, the board expenses for the fiscal year 20 were $637, which is 29% of that $2,000, $188. And so we're saying that we're forecasting that we're going to spend about the same amount that we spent the previous year, even though that's very unrealistic because we've only spent $88.
So there's two cost problems. The amount, the dollar number.
So hold on, back up, Juan. I'm looking in the Google Drive, and I don't know what you're looking at, because let me share my screen here. So this is what I've got up right now. This is the FY 21, it's the May 5 of 21 budget report. So it's got the prior year, the year-to-date amount, budget. This is what we're used to seeing month to month, right? It's got the prior year, it's got the year to date, it's got our approved budget, and then the forecast, as well as a variance column, which is the difference between forecast and budget, okay? And then we have our percent of target, the percent target and our percent of forecast, which Leonel just said, for example, interest on investments, this 95% means that 85.6 is 95% of our forecast of $9,000. So prior year, year-to-date budget, and then when I go back and I open up FY22 preliminary budget, it's got, just like I was just showing you, prior year, year-to-date amount, current year budget, forecast, that has all the same columns. Unfortunately, I'm not sure, you know, obviously the one pulled up is in...
Can you go to the board that he's talking about and see it on that document that you have right there?
Go to what?
To the board expenses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be the same as what I was showing earlier. So here's the board expenses. Again, prior year is considered, this is already populated with what will become prior year. So ignore that column. So 81 is the current... current year to date, so this 3.7% is 81 of 2188 is 3.7%, and then we have a projected budget next year of 2188. And then, like I just showed, the other document I uploaded, so I have uploaded three documents. This one, the 05.2021 budget detail, and then I uploaded the PTIF as well and the budget summary. So
that is the fiscal year 20. Which document is that you're showing?
This is called FY22 prelim, so preliminary budget dated 6/8/21.
Okay, yeah.
And it's found in Esperanza Board Book, Esperanza Financial Folder, and then Budget Reports. Yeah, because, I mean, what you were showing, that was totally throwing me off because the columns were incorrect, and it's not what I uploaded, so that was confusing me.
You uploaded the fiscal year 21 and the fiscal year 22, and we are supposed
to... No, that's not what the documents are called. This one is called FY22 Prelim Budget 6/8/21, and then the other one is 05/21 Budget Detail. As far as the forecast goes, so I know there was conversation going on about that while I was looking for this, but, I mean, does that make sense, everybody, what the forecast means?
Yeah. You should upload the document that I was, the fiscal year 21 document?
No, I'm not saying I didn't. I don't recognize that, and it's weird that it's showing year-to-date as in the prior year column, but... The ones I uploaded are these ones here.
Juan, can you share your screen again? If it's a 6/8/21.
Yeah, no, I understand. Let me share my screen.
Because we met as a committee, and we made a lot of changes at the end of May. And I'm thinking, I wonder if you have the one from May.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay. Or just, you know, what the actual document is entitled, that'll tell us.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so when I go to Esperanza Board, Esperanza Financial Budget Reports, it says here...
that was uploaded June 11th of 2020.
Okay. And fiscal year 22 is what we are approving now.
Correct.
What is what's the name of the other document?
05.2021 budget detail.
Okay, let me see. called budget detail?
05.2021. And so all of the documents I've ever uploaded follow the same nomenclature. So it's going to be the month, and then a period, and then the year, and then either budget detail or budget summary.
Okay, so it is, again, is, what is the?
05.
05?
05, yes. Go down further.
O as in?
May. Like
zero. 05.
05, okay.
There you go.
Right? Okay.
Prior year, there it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's the one, whatever.
And that one should match with the with what you shared last year, the fiscal year 21. When it comes to fiscal year 21, from there, like, okay, got it, yeah. Okay.
But no, it's good to talk about the actual columns and you know, what forecast means and what that includes. I think we all understand now it's everything year to date plus a forecast or projection of what we will spend by the end of the fiscal year. And that's a column we look at all throughout the year, obviously in the beginning of the year. Forecast column matches very closely to what we budgeted, and then it'll change. Some columns, some line items, not so much. The more fixed expenses or regularly, your traditional expenses, but other columns definitely will, particularly federal revenue or other expenditure line items, especially in year like we had last year. So that forecast column is very much fluid. And that's why at the end of the year, this time, we approve that column, which becomes the quote-unquote final budget for FY21. And then, of course, the new next year budget, which is FY22, is approved as well. And that will also change, and we'll have a new forecast column for that as well next year. Looking at the actual figures that we're budgeting relative to what we forecasted this year, were there any questions? I put in those two variance columns for reasons. Sometimes the dollar change isn't very telling, but the percent change can be. So I put both of those in for reference. I don't know if anybody had any questions on that or anything else, really, with regards to the current year, the final budget for FY21 or next year's budget. And just so everyone knows, this budget for next year is right now very healthy across a lot of organizations. And when I say healthy, I mean it's a high margin, higher, many people might argue than we would want to see, but you have to understand that we have so much federal revenue coming our way that a lot of times these margins are inflated more than what you would see in a regular year where we're not seeing COVID-related revenues being projected. Esperanza over the past few years has always had a very healthy operating margin, and we've Alokio has run a tight ship, next year is going to be another one of these years where we're right now, as this budget stands, it's just under a 10% margin, which is high. But again, all of this federal revenue influx, and to Alokio's point, a lot of that revenue isn't even reflected yet on the budget because we just don't have the amounts. Gears 2 is a good example of that. And so it'll be a moving target. Obviously, these federal funds, particularly COVID-related funds, it's from our chair, from mine and Alokia's chair, it's concerning because it's just more revenue we have to track and have the expenditures for and request by the end of the year, which can be a daunting task when you know, they're asking you to spend money on quote-unquote COVID recovery in the year 2023. So it's going to require some creativity, obviously, following the statutes and regulations of the and codes that have come down for that those particular revenue buckets. But that's something that we continually work on throughout the year. In addition to all of the other buckets of restricted funds that they have on a regular basis.
And just so you know, a lot of the funds that are coming in are for people. And I am very hesitant to hire new people when the money is temporary. So mm-hmm. we've put this money to use for the people that we have. We do increase it some. We have to because there's so much funding. But we go out and hire two more teachers and two counselors and a specialist in literacy and math because those people will have to go away in a year or two. And it's just not, we can't continue to hire them because, I mean, they're giving us $1 million for 2 years. That's $500,000. And we won't be able to keep people hired past those the expiration of those grants. And so we would have to go.
But the idea would be is we'd have kids caught back up, right? 2 years in the future.
What?
The idea with that money is that we'd have kids caught back up to where
that's
any
right.
learning loss that
that's
happened
right.
over.
That's right. Yeah, they would be back where they were before, and then you let the people go.
Other questions?
I think that's just something we've never had to deal with before, but we do have a number of years, and we'll probably have some turnover of teachers, so it does make it a little more comfortable to go ahead and add those staff, knowing that maybe you won't have funding in 4 years from now.
We will be adding 2 full-time employees, a counselor and a literacy specialist, and then several teacher assistants or specialists that will be working with kids with math and language arts. So we will be adding some, but we won't be able to add, you know, 10 or 15, just those few.
Hey, along those lines, I'm curious, do we currently have a program for intervention for language arts and math?
Correct.
Remind us what those are.
The programs?
Yeah, what are the programs for intervention? I'm trying to remember.
We use each of the programs that we purchased, Reading Street, Calle de la Lectura, they have their own intervention program. The math iReady is what we're using K-6.
Does that provide lessons that are printoutable afterwards, or do you just have to analyze the data
and then come
up with your own lessons?
They give you specific, individualized instruction ideas for each of the kids according to the progress monitoring that we do.
Oh, I think we're back to approving the forecast and the budget for 2022.
So that sounds like a motion, Phil.
I'll make that motion.
If there aren't any other questions, do we have a second?
Have any other questions?
Sorry, it broke up a little bit. Is this a motion to approve the final budget for FY21 or the preliminary budget for FY22?
Actually, the motion I was making was to approve both. But if we need to approve them separately, we can do that.
I think we need to motion. We have to have
just, them just in case, let's split them up. Yeah, I'm not 100% on that.
But propose to approve the fiscal year 21 budget as proposed.
And do we have a second?
Marty Banks seconds that motion.
Okay, then all in favor?
Aye.
One, two, three, and me.
Aye.
Four.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Motion passes then. Do we have a motion on the preliminary budget for this next school year?
I would propose that we approve the budget for fiscal year 22 as proposed.
All right, then I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
One, two, three, four. Okay. Very good. Motion passes then. And we'll make those notes in our minutes. Okay, going back to our agenda, we have a piece that connects to, I'm trying to remember what it's called, but it had to do with special ed. I'm trying to pull that up right now.
Cody? Yes. I think that was Five Eyes on both of those budgets.
Is it five?
Yeah.
Five. Okay, yes, you're right. Okay, we need to talk about the fiscal monitoring reports. And that was the one that was sent out that had... information on special ed, is that correct?
I'm looking, I thought it was the Title I.
Let's see.
Was the Title I?
Yeah, it's the Title I.
The Title I. Trying to find Audis.
Can somebody share their agenda just to make sure that we're on track? Do you have it, Cody?
I did, and then I've lost it. Let's see. There were two that went out, isn't that correct? Audie, didn't you send out an adjustment?
Yeah.
Tonight.
As far as the agenda?
Yeah, something went out and then there was another email that came out that said you had an adjustment with that agenda.
Yeah, the second one had that maintenance effort.
Maintenance of effort. It's the Title I. So
that one.
Was completed and we got a letter and they said that all we needed was a board approved maintenance of effort policy. I sent it to you with just a couple of explanation points, and so it went out to you back on the 15th, 2 days.
Yeah, I had a chance to review that one.
Okay. That was the only item out of everything they looked at that we need to pass. And then the audit is 100% clear. And I think I sent you a little bit of an explanation also when I sent you that, if I remember correctly.
You did.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, I need to drop off, if that's okay. Thanks, everybody. If there's other questions that come up, please don't hesitate to email me or give me a call, okay?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for joining us.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. There it is. Yeah. Oh, wait,
That's the agenda for the previous meeting.
Yeah, that's the agenda for the previous meeting. Anyway, was there any question on the maintenance of effort? The explanation that that was given was that, especially like right now, there's so much money coming from the federal government. The concern is that when this money's come into being, we can't only spend those monies on Title I kids. And so we have to make sure that we get the state funding first and spend those funds first. And then we add the federal funding on Title I eligible kids. And so that's basically what we're doing. And so and that's what we do all the time. State funds are spent equitably on all kids. And then any special grants that we get, we spend them according to the grant requirements. And that's basically what that is saying, that if once we lose all the federal funding, we will continue to provide the same quality education to Title I eligible students.
Now, this is no incremental task for us. It's just memorializing what we're already doing.
Correct. Correct.
Well, and there is a third paragraph. I think the second one is about Title I, and the third one is about IDEA. This is why I thought I had to do with special ed.
So let me explain that, too. They said, well, you should have one for special ed, too. And I looked, and we didn't have one. And so she says, you could actually include it on this one and pass it combined. And so that's why I put it on there, because in the future, special ed may ask us to have something similar.
Yeah, are there any questions? If not, I'll go ahead and motion that item. Wait. Oh, this is... What I'm sharing is from the last meeting, too. Sorry. I was sharing
this. This isn't the right agenda.
Yeah.
Adi, do you have it?
I received the policy.
I'll forward it to you guys right now. One second.
No, just share it.
Oh, I don't have it up. Oh. It's easier for me to share it through my phone. One second.
Well, yep. We can go ahead and proceed with the vote because...
I'm on sharing it, and Leonel, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's it. Thank you, Leonel.
But is that the first one or the second one that you sent out?
This is the real one.
That's the second one, because I removed all of the director minutes and all that, or the director section and all that.
You have the May 13th board meeting minutes, is that right?
We don't. We don't have them.
What's her name?
Becky
has not been coming lately, and
I texted her. She did not respond, Juan.
I think for some reason nobody took minutes, took notes that day. And we need to...
We have the recording.
Mm-hmm.
So...
In the past, Becky has been doing minutes from the recording, but I don't know if she will be willing or...
I thought she had come on at the very last... She had come on at the very end, and she said that she would take those minutes for us from the recording.
Okay.
Do you remember her joining us? It was like the last 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Her work's been keeping her extra busy with everything that's going on.
Yeah. What would you like us to do, Juan? Would you want me to assign someone to put something together for minutes for us to approve next time?
That's really up to Cody. He's the president.
Cody, what would you like me to do?
Well, the date, they're supposed to be approved and uploaded within 10 days or something from...
Yes, from the meeting.
Is this one that we can, like, if we get it typed up, we can just send it out and everybody can send back a yes or a no?
And then you can approve it formally at the next meeting. We'll put on there that it will approve via email vote, and then to be confirmed at the next meeting.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that we can do. We cannot formally approve it, but we can do that, an informal vote, just to see if we're all on the same page.
Correct.
In time.
So who wants to put it together? Cody, do you want me to have someone do it? Do you guys want to do it? You tell me, and we'll work on that.
Do you guys care who would transcribe that?
No.
Does one of you have time to put that together? Or should we have maybe when I go to staff, type it up.
What have staff do it? Okay. Done. We'll get it done.
All right.
Adi will get it done, but we'll get it done.
So what we'll do is let's say
we need a quorum for that. We can't just kidding. You can't just decide. Just
yeah, kidding. You can't.
We all approve.
Oh man, Phil.
So Adi, if you're willing to transcribe those just this month, send those out, and then what every board member would do is we would just need to say yes, I approve, so we could get a percentage above 50%.
Okay, I'll do my very best.
Agenda for August.
Thank you. We'll get done. Did we vote on the...
I think we have a motion, and I was going to second the motion to review or to approve the Title I Fiscal Monitoring Report.
Was it me that I was motioning it, I think? Or
yes.
You made a motion, and then we got out.
There's no question, right? So I got... the Title I Fiscal Monitoring Report.
That includes the maintenance of effort.
That includes the maintenance of effort, yes.
Does that also include the IDEA portion as well?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, so all in favor then?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passes. Okay, I believe that's it. I look at, do we have anything else on our list?
No, I sent you the board agenda or meeting.
Oh, yes.
Time. We can vote on it next time to see if you want to change anything or if you want to keep it the way it is.
And Juan had responded back, and I just wanted to check. I just wanted to check calendars. As far as you guys are concerned, it doesn't get in the way of any of your meetings, parent-teacher conferences, none of that.
No, I made sure that it didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
The one question I had was, we had the next retreat in 2022, not in 2021. Is that what you meant?
When we discussed this in May, well, it was even the month before, you guys told me in June that we just met, that you discussed that in August, we will look at having that planning meeting, but we would not discuss it until the next school year, which would be our August meeting. So we need to make sure that's on the agenda so that we could make a proposal for a date that fits the schools and our lives, right? Because I don't think we should wait for a whole year, but we would need to pick something this fall. Yeah. Everybody through the months before had been saying they wanted to wait just for health-wise and vaccines and other things. So let's make sure that that's on the top of the agenda for August.
Yep.
Any other comments with that? Concerns?
Oh, that sounds right.
Okay.
Yep. Adi, can you make sure that it's on the top of the agenda for next time?
Okay, very good then.
Okay.
Thank you all for your hour.
Just one little request, Eulogio. If you can follow up with Brian so he can share the documents. Like when I went to the Google Drive, there's like multiple documents. Some of them are from 2020.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I was not the only one looking at the previous two because I know that Cody shared that document.
Yeah.
I started looking at it way before, right? But he's very familiar with the documents, but I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I've been here forever.
Sure. Let me organize it a little bit better. I'm gonna put by the school year. So there will be a folder that says 21-22, and you'll only have those there, so that you don't get confused with the others. Because I got confused when I opened a couple of documents, but then I figured it out that I was in the wrong place. So I will organize it for us.
Thank you. That'll be super helpful.
One more thing to remember before you guys check out, as we discussed that in August, those that are interested, we will meet back at the school. But I think if you're more comfortable zooming in, we'll still be able to do that like we always have. But the plan would be to meet in our normal boardroom in 2 months.
Yes. Thank you all very much. Have a good night. Thank you.
Enjoy your summers.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.